This week we're talking about asthma and dust mites. There are some strong associations with asthma and house dust mite allergy. Around 65% of asthmatics are also allergic to house dust mites, at least on skin prick testing. And it seems that high exposure to house dust mites are associated with worsening asthma severity. So is this relationship causal? Will reducing contact with house dust mite allergens improve asthma? This week, we look at the evidence around reducing exposure to house dust mite allergens and its impact on asthma management. Hello and welcome to the Evidence-Based Medicine Podcast, where each week we pick a medical topic, cover the evidence, guidelines and the history, and tell it like a story. I'm Daniel Aronov, and today, do measures to avoid house dust mite allergens actually help in the management of asthma? We tell our patients to do it all the time. Wash bed linen regularly, wash curtains, get rid of all the soft toys, and vacuum constantly. Or even better, renovate your entire house to convert any square centimeter of carpet you may have into hard floors. But does it actually work? Does it improve asthma control? We're going to talk about one trial done in 2017 that was well designed and tried to answer this question. But before we get into that one, let's take a look at the pre-existing evidence first. So, it's not been very supportive for dust mite avoidance. A Cochrane review of 55 studies that used a whole heap of different methods to reduce dust mite exposure did not prove any benefit in terms of asthma control. Now, some studies used chemical methods to reduce dust mites, but the vast majority used dust mite impermeable bed linen. But these were like all, how should I say this? Crappy little studies, like really little. Most had between 20 and 50 people in them, and when you look deeper, they weren't very well designed. And in 25 of the studies, when they checked at the end of the study to see if they were actually able to reduce dust mite allergens, they weren't. And 13 of the trials didn't even bother checking if there was a reduction in dust mite allergens. Now, one trial stands out from this Cochrane review, like by a mile, which is 1.6 kilometers. And I think it's worth singling this study out and talking about it. It was by Woodcock et al., and it was published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2003. In this trial, they took 1,100 adults with asthma and randomized them to either receive allergen-proof bedding or placebo bedding, which I guess is just normal bedding. It was sheets, pillows, and blanket covers. And this was a great study. It was done in primary care where patients were recruited from 150 general practices. And if they matched all the inclusion criteria, the researchers went into every one of their houses and fitted their beds with the bedding, either the dust mite impermeable bedding or the placebo bedding. That's 1,122 beds that were made. And they left them there for 1 year. They didn't give them any specific instructions on washing the bedding or on other strategies to avoid allergens to try and keep the groups balanced. Now, in terms of outcomes, they couldn't find any differences in anything. No difference in peak expiratory flow rate, the use of beta agonists, the symptom scores, the rates of exacerbations, and the quality of life scores. And there was no difference in the number of people who got off their inhaled steroid. Interestingly though, and I think this is an important side note, across both groups, they were able to achieve a 50% reduction in the dose of inhaled steroid without any issues. And this is what we always see in studies that try to reduce the inhaled corticosteroid. A lot will go off it with no issues, and a majority will be able to reduce the dose also with no issues. For example, a study in JAMA in January of 2017 found that 30% of people who had physician-diagnosed asthma were completely weaned off their inhaled steroids and Ventolin and had absolutely no symptoms after 12 months of follow-up. I guess it's a good reminder that a lot of asthmatics are put on a certain dose and just seem to be kept there for years and years, and that we should always try and get our patients on the minimally effective dose. So, great study overall, but the outcomes were a bit soft. The primary outcome was changes in peak expiratory flow rate and whether they were able to get off their inhaled corticosteroid. But the protocol for trying to get people off their steroid was heavily based on their peak flow readings. So it was really all about that peak flow. Now, the other issue with the study was that when they measured the amount of dust mite allergen in the bedding, there was no difference in the amount of dust mite allergen between the two groups at 12 months. So was this an issue with the compliance, or did the bedding become less effective over time? Either way, these bed sheets are supposed to work by reducing the amount of dust mite allergen in the bedding, but they couldn't find that it did this. So can we really conclude from this that dust mite avoidance doesn't work? Or can we only say that giving them this particular set of dust mite impermeable linen with unknown compliance doesn't work? So in summary, so far we have a lot of little studies combined together with one giant study, I guess, to see whether techniques to reduce dust mite allergens improves asthma. And it doesn't. But the studies were really small, and the one really big and good one had a few issues. But now we have a new study, and it was done in kids, and it tested whether using dust mite impermeable bed sheets reduced asthma exacerbations. Not peak expiratory flow rates, not how much steroid they are using, but actual exacerbations, like hospital presentations. So it was done in the UK, and it was published in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine in February of 2017, and it was called the Paxima Trial. You know what that means? It's time for Guess That Acronym! P-A-X-A-M-A, Paxima, stands for Preventing Asthma, ooh, so far so good, Preventing Asthma Exacerbations. Oh, I see. So instead of the E, they use the X in exacerbations. That gives us PAX. Now we just need the AMA. So preventing asthma exacerbations by avoiding mite allergen. AMA! Wow. So only one word off. And even that word would be acceptable. This would have to be the best Guess That Acronym we've ever had on this segment. Well done, Paxima people. So here's what they did. To find out if this treatment reduces exacerbations, you have to use kids who get exacerbations. If you don't get any exacerbations, no matter how good the intervention, it won't reduce your exacerbations, because you're not getting any. So they actually recruited kids who presented to hospital with an acute exacerbation of their asthma. They had to be between the ages of 3 and 17, and they recruited them across 14 hospitals in England. All of these kids were then given a skin prick test, once they were recovered, obviously. And if they developed a wheal of greater than 3 millimeters to house dust mite allergen, they were recruited into the study. So these are asthmatics who have house dust mite allergy as well. And as it turns out, 434 kids presented to the hospital with an acute asthma attack, and 286 ended up having a positive skin prick test to house dust mite. So just over 65%, which fits perfectly with what we already know about this association. And they randomized these 280 kids or so into two groups. The first group got dust mite impermeable bed sheets, while the second group got placebo bed sheets, which were custom built for the study to look and feel just like the mite impermeable ones. But they were just made of cotton and polyester. The bed sheets included pillow cover, mattress cover, and blanket cover. And again, the study investigator went into all these people's houses and fitted their bed sheets. Now, if there was more than one bed in the child's room, then they fitted all the other beds with the same sheets, just in case they swapped beds around or whatever. They also collected some dust from the kid's mattress at the start of the study and at the end of 12 months to count the dust mite load and to see if the intervention actually reduced the load. They followed them up over 1 year, and the outcome they were looking for was, as I said, a severe asthma exacerbation. They used the American Thoracic Society and European Respiratory Society definition of a severe asthma exacerbation, which includes any of the following: either an inpatient hospitalization because of asthma, or an emergency department presentation because of asthma, which required systemic steroids, or any outpatient asthma exacerbation which required at least 3 days of steroids. That was the primary outcome. They did a bunch of secondary outcomes as well, like quality of life questionnaires and asthma control questionnaires. So what did they find? Well, firstly, they did find that giving them the special bedding actually did reduce the amount of dust mite allergens. At the end of 12 months, there was an 84% reduction in the amount of house dust mite allergens on the mattresses of those who got the impermeable bedding, while there was no reduction in those who got the placebo bedding. So this intervention did seem to reduce the amount of allergen in the bedding. Now, how many ended up going to hospital with an exacerbation of their asthma? Well, it was 41.5% in the placebo group, but 29.3% in the dust mite impermeable linen group. So a 12% absolute reduction in asthma-related hospital presentations, making a number needed to treat of 8 over 1 year. awesome. But there was no difference in the number of children who got a course of steroid for an asthma exacerbation. It was 50% versus 48.8%. And this really doesn't make sense to me. Why would this intervention lead to less hospital presentations because of asthma, but no difference in episodes requiring steroids? It just doesn't make sense to me. If there was a reduction in exacerbations, there should be a reduction in the number of kids requiring steroids. So either we have to say that impermeable bedding reduces severe exacerbations only, like ones that lead kids to go to hospital, but no real difference to minor exacerbations, or we have to say that this result was a fluke. A bit unfortunate, really, because this issue, and together with the negative results of all the previous studies, makes it difficult for me to fully embrace this intervention with wide open arms. Like, I still embrace it, because I love non-pharmacological interventions, but my arms aren't wide open. They're like semi-opened. There was also no real meaningful difference in their asthma control score. They used an asthma control questionnaire, and while there was a statistically significant reduction in the score, it was only 0.25 points lower compared to placebo. And this is on a 25-point scale, so not really meaningful. But you know what? This is a very benign intervention, and it may reduce hospital presentations with a number needed to treat of 8, which is really impressive. Oh, I just wish the other outcomes were positive as well. I'd love to be able to give over my complete and utter trust to this intervention. Anyway, the only real downside was that about a quarter of those who got the impermeable bed sheets considered removing the covers, presumably because they didn't find them comfortable or whatever, while only 3% in the placebo bedding group considered removing the covers. So maybe it feels a bit different, maybe stiffer or more plasticky, but there was no real difference in the compliance. And when they asked them at the end if they would continue using the bedding once the study was over, 90% said they would in each group, with no difference between them there either. So what is the bottom line? Well, in asthmatic kids who have gone to hospital with an asthma exacerbation within the past year and who have a positive skin prick reaction to dust mite allergens, using dust mite impermeable bedding reduces hospital attendance for asthma exacerbations with a number needed to treat of about 8 over 1 year. Now, I looked online and it costs between $100 and $200 for a full set of dust mite impermeable bedding. So that makes a dollars needed to treat of around $800 to $1,600. Dollars needed to treat. See what I did there? Now, there was, however, no difference in the use of steroids or in asthma control scores. Furthermore, other small studies have failed to show a benefit with impermeable bedding. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. If you could subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, that would be great. Oh, and if you could please leave a review for me on iTunes, I really, really, really love reading those. And it's what motivates me to continue making these. So thank you so much to all those who've left a review on iTunes. Check out my videos by Google searching or by searching within YouTube, Dr. Dan. I make a weekly evidence-based video that goes for about 90 seconds. Check out the website where I'll put the show notes and I'll put all the references to today's episode. That's www.ebmpodcast.com. Great. Thanks for listening. I'm Daniel Aronoff. I'll talk to you next week.